There's a great deal going on here at Clattering Shores, which is owned and managed by Forestry Commission Scotland. I met up with Countryside Ranger Lucy Hadley from the Commission to hear about some of what you can experience on your visit.
We're more than just about growing trees. We have some fantastic natural resources available for locals and visitors to the region to make full use of, with visitor centres, nature trails, mountain biking routes. And there really is something to entertain the whole family.
Now, you're a major partner, aren't you, with the RSPB on the kite trail?
Yeah.
Does this mean you get kites overhead? Are we likely to look up and see the odd kite?
Yes, you may be privileged to see some red kites along the Raiders Road.
So apart from the glorious countryside around here, looking over the loch, what else can you offer? Well, what else? There's not much more else needed, but what do you offer to the kite trail visitor?
Well, from Clattering Shores, there's actually a number of options available to the visitor, wildlife related. We have a red deer range where you can get some very good views of our native red deer. We also run guided walks at the Red Deer Range in June, July, August and September, with a Roaring Stags event at the start of October as well. Further along the road from the Red Deer Range is the Wild Goat Park, and from the car park there quite often get fantastic views of the wild goats, which is an ancient rare breed. Two very well worth places to visit.
You've got another visitor centre to visit down at Carrochtree, down on the main A75 near Newton Stewart.
Yeah, we've got three visitor centres in total here: Clattering Shores Visitor Centre, Carrochtree Visitor Centres near Newton Stewart, with a number of nature walks, mountain bike trails, the Seven Stains mountain bike trails, children's play park. We do a lot of educational activities at Carrochtree as well. And we also have Glentrool Visitor Centre, which is a place to access the Galloway Hills.
Well, after the finish with the trail, or the kite trail, and finish here with Clattering Shores, there's some thoughts for further afield. Actually, here at Clattering Shores, on the way back, of course, we've got a choice to return to the trail, either back the way we came to New Galloway,
yep,
or on your Raiders Road. Tell me a little bit about the Raiders Road.
The Raiders Road is a fantastic off-road experience. It's roughly 10 miles, and there really are a number of things you can do along the route of the Raiders Road to occupy you and your family for a few hours. Out of Clattering Shores, turn right, less than a mile down the road. On the left-hand side, you'll see the entrance to the Raiders Road. And along the Raiders Road, there are a number of points of interest. We have a labyrinth, which makes for a really lovely leg stretch. It's part of our art sculpture project. A little further on down the road is the otter pool, and there's picnic areas, toilets, and also some interpretation about the Raiders Road and some of the wildlife that you're likely to see there. And if you venture further down to the bottom of the Raiders Road, the Moss Dale end, you'll find our secret cages.
We should say it's a tolled road, so there's a wee charge for it.
There's a small charge for accessing the route, and there are a couple of pay points en route.
Something else to see while you're here is Bruce's Stone, an imposing boulder which stands on the edge of Moss Raploch and is reputedly where Robert the Bruce fixed his standard in a victorious fight with an English force in 1307. The stone can be reached from Clattering Shores Visitor Centre by a footpath alongside what is a reconstructed Iron Age roundhouse. The foundations of two original roundhouses were found nearby some years ago when Clattering Shores Loch was drained for maintenance work on the dam. As you heard when I met up with Lucy, you have a choice of two routes back onto the main trail. One is to return the way you came on the A712, to rejoin the A762 at New Galloway, and the other is to use the exciting Raiders Road. Whichever way back you choose, your next location should be the secret cages, which you can walk to either from the end of the Raiders Road if you go that way, or from the Benin Viewpoint car park.